This week, tensions came to a head between UNCW Chancellor Jose Sartorelli and the Faculty Senate, whose members voted to censure the chancellor. This is as far as the faculty can go in publicly expressing frustration with Sartorelli. From here, it's up to the UNC System Board of Governors. I'm WHQR Managing Editor Ben Shockman, joined now by reporter Caitlin Freund. Caitlin, you've been following this story for some time, tensions between UNCW Chancellor Sartorelli and the UNCW Faculty Senate. Today was a big day in that story. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Sartorelli has faced a lot of criticism in the past few months, particularly on his handling of the Black Lives Matter movement on campus. Today's big business was the motion to censure Chancellor Sartorelli. This motion was actually brought up in a November meeting, but had some edits to the language put forward, so the vote was pushed to today's meeting.
Gotcha. So a quick sidebar for people who don't know what a censure motion is. What does that mean?
Sure. So faculty do not have the power to hire and fire chancellors. That power actually belongs to the UNC System Board of Governors. They oversee about 16 schools in the state. But a vote of censure is the strongest condemnation faculty have available to them to express their dissatisfaction with Sartorelli. What this does, essentially, is it's a public gesture that declares that the faculty disapprove of their own chancellor. So it's pretty powerful.
I gotcha. So back to the Faculty Senate meeting today. How did the motion actually go down?
So I think a lot of people were expecting a lengthier discussion in the language of the motion, just because the motion is quite serious. Senate President Nathan Grove called on Senator Kate Nooner from the Psych Department to speak first, and she really cut out the debate by asking faculty to not get hung up on wording or language, or else risk delaying the motion even further, since this was originally brought up in November, although it had been called for even in the summer. She called the motion to question, which passed, and from there, faculty moved to vote on the censure, which happened really quickly without the debate.
Right. I understand that this wasn't a unanimous vote, but how did the vote actually turn out?
No, it wasn't, but it was still a pretty strong vote. It passed with a vote of 51 to 20. And from there, the meeting really wrapped up quickly. At the end, you know, I think newly reelected Senate President Nathan Grove put it best. He said, "This has been one hell of a year, no matter which way you put it."
I'm sure that felt like an understatement.
It really has.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the report, Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right, and you can find more on this story, including additional reporting from Caitlin Freund about the tensions between UNCW Chancellor Sartorelli and the UNCW Faculty Senate and some of the history of that. Find that online at whqr.org.